Are all religions equal? There are many Catholics who believe that all religions are equal and that we have a reasonable hope that all are saved. That it doesn't matter what we really believe as long as we seek God, try to do the right thing, be a nice person. They say the plurality or diversity of religion is good and something God actively willed. Is it true? Do we have a reasonable hope that all are saved and are all religions equal? Well, it's called universalism, and according to 2,000 years of Catholic tradition, no. I mean, the church teaches that Jesus Christ is mankind's only Savior, and that He instituted a church for the salvation of the world, and that His church has the full means of salvation subsisting within it. I realize this is not a popular thing to say. There are many Catholics confused about the necessity of Christ and His church for salvation. This confusion is compounded by the way some bishops or priests or lay people within the church try and communicate the teaching of Jesus to sound more inclusive and more pastoral. But it's not pastoral if it's not true. Now, the Catholic Church does teach that a person by no fault of their own who has not heard of the gospel, they can be saved. But saying somebody can be saved is an entirely different thing than saying we have a reasonable hope that all are saved and that all roads are equal, that, you know, leading to heaven. So what I'd like to do is consider this. Look at the holy men and women of the church, the saints, and look at what did they believe and then look at what they did. Because when you examine what they believed and what they did, you get a pretty clear picture of the teaching of Jesus Christ. Because nobody became holy by believing a bunch of lies. Let me repeat that. Nobody became holy by believing a bunch of lies. So is it true that we have a reasonable hope that all are saved? And is it true that all religions lead to heaven? Well, if it's true, then you should see those marks in the belief and actions of the saints, because their lives communicate to us truth. Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." Now consider this, why would Jesus tell His apostles to go make disciples of Him, like other followers of Christ, if we had a reasonable hope that everyone was saved? And why would He instruct His apostles to teach others everything He had commanded unless everything He had commanded actually mattered? He didn't say, "Guys, I'm about to ascend into heaven. Go therefore and be nice to everyone. Don't preach in a way that takes people away from the local traditions and indigenous beliefs. Be nice, get along, and don't worry, because all roads lead up. You now have a reasonable hope that all are saved." God, who revealed Jesus as Savior, would not then actively will other religions that deny Jesus as Savior. I mean, this would be a contradiction. Now, can we hope that all are saved? Yes, we should hope, we should want everyone to be saved. Is it reasonable that all are saved? Well, you can hope for things that aren't reasonable. An example, a lottery ticket. You can hope to win, but is it reasonable to win? Well, probably not. If the apostles understood the teaching of Jesus to mean that all roads lead to heaven, that God actively wills religious diversity, then there's no need to be radically committed to making disciples. They would have responded as though, well, it just really doesn't matter what one believes, because in the end, everyone's going to the same place anyway. But you see, the apostles had a tremendous urgency in their evangelization because they believed Jesus Christ was God's revealed Savior to the world, and it actually did matter what one believed. And you can see that the apostles believed this by how they lived their life. St. Peter was crucified upside down. St. Andrew was crucified. St. James was beheaded. St. Simon, he was crucified as well. St. Jude was clubbed to death. So was St. James the Lesser. St. Philip was crucified upside down. St. Bartholomew was skinned alive. Legend has it, St. Matthew was killed while offering Mass. St. Thomas was stabbed to death in India. St. Matthias, tradition has it, was either hacked to death or crucified. Now, my friends, does this sound like a bunch of men who believe that all are saved, or that we have a reasonable hope that all are saved and that all religions kind of end up in the same place? If that's actually what they believed, then the 12 apostles were absolute fools. They gave their life for nothing, because in the end, after all, everyone ends up in the same place. And if that's actually what they believed and actually the teaching of Jesus Christ, well, then they don't deserve the ST dot at the beginning of their name, because they sacrificed themselves for nothing. The sacrifice of the martyrs. What did they do? For example, Saint Sebastian, 3rd century saint. He was sentenced to death after converting his fellow soldiers. He was tied to a tree and shot with arrows. He was thought to be dead. He was found and nursed back to life. Then he went before Diocletian again, but was clubbed to death. Does he sound like a man who believed we have a reasonable hope that all are saved? I mean, if so, why would he risk his life two times? Two times, if after all roads lead to heaven. I mean, this is clearly not what Saint Sebastian believed, or the early church martyrs. Well, what about martyrs of later on in the church? Take, for example, the Canadian martyrs, Jesuit missionaries who came to Canada for the evangelization of the First Nations people in the mid-17th century. They came knowing they were putting their lives in danger, yet they came anyway. They were ritually tortured and killed. Now, here's a question for you. Did the Canadian martyrs think that the indigenous beliefs and spiritualities were effective in working out salvation? Did they believe that they were on a road to heaven? Well, the answer is no. They wouldn't have given their life if they had, right? And this is what really bothers me about this whole thing. When we have church leaders who say that God actively wills the diversity of all religions, or that we have a reasonable hope that all are saved, it is a complete mockery of the saints, the martyrs, who gave their life proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yet here we have church leaders who call upon the intercession of the martyrs, yet they reject the fundamental reason why they are saints. Because they gave their life believing that Jesus Christ was mankind's only Savior, and that He instituted a church that offers the full means of salvation to the world. So do we have a reasonable hope that all are saved, that the diversity of religions is actively willed by God? No. No, this is not what the church teaches. Finally, what does the Catechism say? Basing itself on scripture and tradition, the Council teaches that the church, a pilgrim now on earth, is necessary for salvation. He himself explicitly exerted the necessity of faith and baptism, and thereby affirmed at the same time the necessity of the church, which men enter through baptism as a door. Hence, they could not be saved. I'll repeat that. Hence, they could not be saved who, knowing that the Catholic Church was found as necessary by God through Christ, would refuse either to enter in it or remain in it. My name is Ken Yuzinski from CatholicSpeaker.com. Thank you for watching.